Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about building routines into your business that will help it to realize its spiritual impact. Now you may have a business, or let's say you're responsible for a major portion of one, and you're becoming convinced that it can become more than just a money-making effort. You're becoming convinced that it has potential to have a spiritual impact. And you'd like to nudge your organization in the direction of achieving more of its spiritual potential. Where do you start? So here are three essentials that you'll need to help you in the process. You'll need to build these into your organization and your personal routines in order to increase the likelihood of success. So number one, the first discipline. You need an ever-growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, among other things, a kingdom business is a spiritual entity that exists to channel God's love and providence to that portion of the market in which it operates. It is far more than just a business owned by Christians who try to operate by Christian principles. It's far more than that. Since a kingdom business is a spiritual entity, you'll need spiritual guidance on a day-to-day basis. You cannot possibly do this on your own. And that means you'll need to develop a dynamic relationship with the Holy Spirit. You may be well on your way to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, or you may be one of those many Christians for whom that idea is novel. Regardless of where you're at on this issue, you need to start working on it. Like everything else, that relationship is a journey, and you'll be far further along a year from now than you are now. Where you start is less important than the progress you make. Now there are a number of books and blog posts and videos that you can get you started and help you focus on this. If you just do a Google search on Holy Spirit, you'll come up with lots of different possibilities. Same thing also with YouTube. You can do a YouTube search for Holy Spirit, and you'll find all kinds of references and resources. So number one is an ever-growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. Second discipline is a picture of what a kingdom business looks like. Now, before you can decide to become something, it helps to know what that thing looks like. For example, if you want to be a great baseball player, you can see what excellent baseball looks like on TV, you know, almost every day in the summer. Same is true for all the major sports. If you want to see what excellence in that sport looks like, you can see it. For a kingdom business, though, it isn't that easy. Just like in professional sports, in business, there is a set of practices that are implemented by kingdom businesses. You'll need to familiarize yourself with those practices and then methodically embed them into your organization. One way to do this is to find Christian businesses in your sphere of influence, in your world, visit them, and note the practices to which they adhere. Now, that's effective, but also it's time-consuming. Another way is to study the Bible and identify those business practices that are modeled and taught. And yet another way is to find someone or some resource that's already done that and learn from that source. I'm going to recommend the Good Book on Business because it paints a picture of a kingdom business from the models shown us in the Word. That's the Good Book on Business. At the same time, the Biblical Business Course, which is an online course that we offer, takes you methodically through the fundamental practices of a kingdom business and provides a process for transforming your business into a kingdom entity. So, number two, you ought to create a vision, a picture of what an effective Christian-owned business looks like. I call that a kingdom business. And number three, here's, again, the third discipline that will really take you closer, and that is to join a small group of like-minded Christian business people to meet with on a regular basis. Now, transforming your organization into a biblical business is not an event. It's a continuous process, and it will take you the rest of your working career. The process is what's important. So as you strive for a higher degree of impact, you'll continually see a loftier place ahead. As Vince Lombardi said, you will strive for perfection and catch excellence. So perfection will forever elude you, but the striving for it will be a continuous, never-ending process that will produce excellence and greater impact along the way. So what that means is that you'll have thousands of decisions to make along the way. And it sure helps if you would have a trusted group of like-minded folks to support you and nurture that process. Now, because of the specific business focus, you probably will not find that group of folks in your church, but that's okay because there are national and local opportunities to join such a group. Here's four different possibilities. If you haven't looked at these, I would recommend that you check out the C-12 group. Another one is Convene, C-O-N-V-E-N-E. Another is Truth at Work. And then my own Christian Business Impact groups who bring people together over video from around the continent. Now, I personally manage and facilitate the Christian Business Impact groups, but you may find a local group to be more appropriate for you. And from my experience, these are, I just mentioned the names of the national groups, but there are local groups all over the country. If you're a city of any size, chances are there is a local group of some kind that brings Christian business people together to nurture and support one another, and you may want to find that. But regardless, there are these three behaviors or disciplines that will take you to a greater achievement of the potential spiritual impact in your business. They will truly put you on a path to a business transformation. Like traveling on a road trip, the three essentials are the vehicle, the fuel, and the map. And so you need these three essentials, to make any significant progress. You still need to travel, but you won't be able to make much progress without these three. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye. Hi, it's Dave again. Just want to take a second, really encourage you, if you haven't already, to pick up a copy of The Good Book on Business. The Good Book on Business. You can get it at thegoodbookonbusiness.com or Amazon, you know, or wherever books are sold. You can ask for The Good Book on Business. Why am I recommending it? Because there is a world of impact impact for the kingdom that a Christian business is designed to have that most Christian business people never ever come into contact with, and because they don't see what it is that God would like for their businesses, they don't pursue the Christian ministry section or part of their business. So this whole world of impact and opportunity for a Christian business never gets realized because people don't understand the power, the potential power of their business. Man, go get this book. You know, it's $13 or $14, you know, less than lunch. Go get a book and expose yourself to it, okay? All right, bye-bye.